know how long we're going to stand today, and really don't even have any particular scriptures to read. I will refer the attention to you, the folks here who read their Bibles, to Acts chapter 9. Very familiar. We all know this story of Saul. We all know the what happened to this man on the road to Damascus. And I guess the thought that we had and the songs that we're singing, and I, as we were praying during the time of prayer this morning, and I hope and pray that we were all come to the house of God like this, in this manner, but praying that no matter what is done here today, just let the name of Jesus be lifted up and God be glorified. And I heard in the testimonies and in the songs that were sung, and some of the testimonies were given about the trip that we're on and how we're going to heaven. I had written down on a piece of paper at the house a couple of weeks ago just a simple phrase: I am going to heaven. You realize how that ought to make us feel down in the depths of our heart? I mean, I'm not talking about just writing something down. I'm talking about feeling what God has done for you on the inside. And then we come to the house of God, and I'm reminded about even the songs that they sung. Listen, and you can listen to them, and you can say, well, what about the storms? Would you elaborate on the storms that you went through? Would you elaborate on the trials and the tribulations that you went through? Would you elaborate on the battles that you faced? I don't need to elaborate on the things that I've gone through, but what I do want to do is lift up the name of the one who brought me through every storm, every trial, every battle. He's the one that stood by my side. He's picked me up and carried me when I couldn't take another step. He's walked side by side with me. He's held my hand. He has rescued me. He has changed my very life. And because of Jesus, I am going to heaven someday. I don't know when it is. I don't know what circumstances there will be. But I know, hey, listen, that when my time comes, I will not be left alone. Hey, listen, I believe it was David that said, yes, I stumble and yes, I fall, but I will not utterly be cast down, because God holds my hand and He keeps me in the care of His promises today. Listen, I've said this in the last little bit of time, that the last several months, I guess, we've been preaching. I want people to get this. You realize that time is running out on each and every one of us. I've said it before. It's only by the grace of God, Jim Perry, that God does not, listen, just speak the words. You say, can He do that? God is every bit, hey, listen, has authority over everything we see, we know, we hear, we touch, we feel. He spoke this the whole universe into existence. And rest assured, He can speak it out of existence. And listen, it's only a matter of time. And it behooves each and every one of us to understand who God is and understand the preciousness of the promises that He has given, and to understand how serious it is for the souls of men and women to believe and trust in the only begotten Son. Otherwise, there is no hope, and you'll never see heaven. Well, preacher, aren't we all going to see God? We're all going to see God, but not everybody's going to see heaven. Hey, listen, heaven is a land that's promised. And I'm reminded, I'm going to get back to Saul here just a moment. I don't know how long we're going to stand before you today, but you realize the Bible says that Saul was breathing threatenings and slaughter. And listen, to the disciples of the Lord. In other words, he hated the Christians. He hated God's people. And listen, and in a time that you would think that they might be running scared, in a time when you would think that they would be hiding somewhere, hey, listen, I believe this with all my heart, that in the depths of their heart, they knew they were going to heaven, and there wasn't a device created by the hand of man, and there wasn't anything ever imagined by through the imagination of men that could separate God's people from His love. Hey, listen, and it didn't matter what Saul had to say, and I'm going to tell you this today, it don't matter what you have to say
of what he found out on the road to Damascus was that God has the last word and God has the last say. And I'm just thankful enough to know that God, when he could bring us all into judgment, into eternal damnation, loved us enough to give us eternal love and life through his own son tonight. What a God we have. I'm going to heaven. Ponder on that for a little while. And if you write that down and you think about that, or you meditate upon that, or you just get on your knees sometime and think, thank God that you are going. And listen, it won't be long. You ought to be stirred from the inside. And you ought to be raising your hands and shouting his praises. And I thought about the songs they were singing. These folks here in the days of Saul and everything that was going on, they'd already taken a couple of the disciples and they killed them. And they said, we already know that they were persecuting them wherever they went. And you might say, well, they were no different than Jeremiah in the mud and the muck and the mire. And listen, they were down and out. But then I'm reminded that God rescues his children through the storms and the floods and the fire. And listen, they're never left alone. And listen, when God's made a promise, he keeps his promise. He's not like man. He's not like you and I. And listen, God loves us forever. And he keeps us forever. And he's made a home for us forever. But we're not always going to be here in this world. And listen, there is a land of eternity. There is a time of forever. And listen, and if you're ever going to see the gates of glory, and you're going to have to first get on your hands and knees, and you're going to have to pour your heart out to a God that sent his own son, who shed his own blood, and listen, and gave his own life, and took it back again, only to sit down at the right hand of the Father, to give us the opportunity to say that someday I'm going to heaven because of Jesus. I've never talked to anybody in this world that with any sort of power or any sort of authority could say that they're going to heaven by any other name. Because the Bible tells us there is no other name given under heaven. Hey, listen, among men whereby we must be saved. Apostle Paul, when he met the same Saul that we find here in the 9th chapter of the book of Acts, who was breathing out the threatenings and the slaughter because he hated the people of God, one day found himself up on a mountain in Athens, Greece. And he was there not only, listen, for time being to wait on his brethren to come that they could get him, but he was there glorifying the same name of Jesus, the same Lord, the same God. And he was serving the same one who the disciples were serving, that he once hated, but now that he loved. And as he looked at those people, he said, I want to remind you of something. All you Greeks and all you Stoics and all you, listen, all you others that gather day in and day out to learn something new. You're always wanting to hear some new form of doctrine. You're always wanting to hear something brand new about what's going on in the world, how to get from this life to the next life. He said, when I was walking up this hill, I saw a superscription that you had written down to the unknown God. You want to know what Paul said? He said, I'm here to declare that one to you. It was him, but he's not unknown anymore. At this ignorance God once winked, but now commands men everywhere to repent. And listen, and just as it was for those that were on the hill that day, that they had to repent and be born again, right. You and I have to repent, right, and be born again. Christ Jesus told Nicodemus, you must be born again. And I've said that before and I'll say it again. He didn't tell him it would be a good idea. It wasn't a piece of advice that he might want to consider in life sometime. It wasn't a religion that he might want to think about before he made his decision. Quite simply, Nicodemus ever wanted to see heaven, he was going to have to be born again. If you and I, mankind, man, woman, boy, or girl, whatever age they come to in their life, whatever point they reach, the time of their life when they realize that sin is imputed unto them and they are separated from God. They are separated from the grace. They are separated from the blood. Hey, listen, they are separated. They are no longer innocent in the eyes of God. And they find themselves in a judgment seat, in a judgment place, in a place where they are weighed in the balances. Hey, listen, and they are found wanting. In other words, they no longer measure up.
Amen.
You say, when did that time happen? Well, I don't know. That's in the hands of God. To some people, they're young. Some people are old. I've seen young people saved. I've seen old people saved. Hey, listen, it's not for us to determine the time. But at some point, God will set you in a balance. And you will be there on one side, and His word will be on the other. And some might say, well, the Lord judged me. Christ judged me. No, they didn't. God said, Christ Himself, He said, I didn't come to judge you. He said, the word will judge you. In other words, we are set in the balances against the word of God. And whether we have obeyed it or whether we have rejected it, what did Christ tell them in one place? He said, he talked about all sin be forgiven except the blasphemy of the Holy Ghost. What is that? To deny and reject the word of God.
Yeah.
And count it as a lie. And turn your back on the Spirit of God that knocks so gently to your heart. When did the Spirit of God come knocking? When you heard the Word of God preached. When the gospel of Jesus Christ reached out and touched you. And it touched your heart. And you realized that Jesus died for you. You realize that the Lord loved you enough to allow His own Son to come here. That Christ loved you enough that He let Himself go to the cross. That He loved you enough that He bled there and He died there. He gave it up. He died a death that wasn't His. It was mine and it was yours. And when he was done, he looked to heaven and he said, Father, it's finished. Hey, listen, the sacrifice was finished. It was over. The blood was shed. He had entered into the holy place, into the throne room of God Himself. And he laid his life on the line. And when God accepted the blood of his own son, then Jesus became her great high priest. And he got up out of that place. The Bible says, after the order of Melchizedek, there was no beginning, there is no ending. The grave couldn't hold him. Death has no power. Satan has no power. The grave has no power. Hey, listen, you want to know why I rejoice when I say that I'm going to heaven? Because death has no power. The grave has no power. Hell has no power. Hey, listen, there ain't enough demons in the depths of hell to keep me from God. Hey, listen, His blood has covered me. I am sealed to the day of redemption. And I'm simply waiting on the redeeming time of God when the Lord Jesus Christ Himself will step out on a cloud. Hey, listen to those words that were uttered upon that mountain in the presence of those Galileans when the angel said, why are you standing here gazing? The same Jesus that's going away will return in like manner and receive you unto Himself. Christ Jesus said, if I go away, I will come again. That where I am, there you may be also. I'm going to heaven, friend. Are you going? Hey, listen, if you're not going, you need to get on this altar and get your heart right with God and get sealed up so you know you're going. I'm in something that I know full assurance where I'm headed. I know who my Redeemer is. I know that He lives. And I know that someday I'll see Him for myself and not another. I'll look at Him. I'll hug Him. I'll praise Him. Hey, listen, I'm not going to heaven to be some spirit floating around. I'm going to heaven to get a glorified body like unto His. It'll never wear out. It'll never die. Hey, listen, there'll be no night there. We'll just simply be rejoicing in heaven. Together, forever and ever. Are you going? Let's get the singers. Let's get a song, an altar call song. Are you going? Hey man, I'm serious. That needs to be the question that you ask yourself. I mean, when I got to the point where I was lost and I realized that I was separated. And I wasn't going. I asked myself and I tried to convince myself that I was going. I was going because mom and dad brought me to church. I was going because I came to church. I was going because I had a Bible. I was going because I was raised in a Christian home. I was going because I went to Sunday school. I was going because I went to VBS. You know what was lacking from my vocabulary? What was lacking was I'm going because I'm born again. And that's what it took. And when when I was able to say, I'm going because I'm born again through the blood of Christ Jesus, it was sealed, and it was never, I never had to ask myself that again, because Christ settled it. God spoke the last word and give me that full assurance of knowing that I was saved. And when the enemy comes and tries to tell me I'm not saved, I just take him back to the place that it happened. For the place where I was saved is a precious place. The place that I was saved is a place in my life that has prominence in my life. It is a place that I don't wonder when it happened. I don't wonder if it happened. I don't think it happened over here. Think it happened over here at another time. When you get born again, you'll know where you were born. They sing a song sometimes, I got a birth I can't remember, one I can't forget. And those words are absolutely true. I don't believe as a child of God you ever forget the day you got saved. It is burned and seared in your conscience and in your heart. And you know that that is a special and precious place. You might not remember the date on the calendar. Some do, some don't. But you'll remember what service it was in. I believe with all my heart you'll remember whether it was a revival or it was a Sunday morning or Sunday evening or Wednesday night or where it was. It was in church. If it was at the home, in the car, wherever you were, you remember that day. You remember that day. And if your day isn't any more precious, if it's not any more precious than an average day in society where you just go along and you forget what happened tomorrow, then I beg you to get on the altar. Because there were a number of times in the life of Paul, once he was born again, where he gave his testimony and his account. You want to know what he said when he started his account and his testimony every time? He would say, I was on the road to Damascus. He knew the time. He knew the day. He gave the account. He knew what was spoke to him. And it didn't matter who was around him, and it didn't matter what they saw, and it didn't matter what they heard. He knew that God was dealing with him. And when he was all done, he knew that he was going to heaven. What about you? Let's stand to feet. All it takes is a step of faith. It takes a walk, a prayer. Down on your knees asking God for mercy. Brother James Perry taught so wonderful in Sunday school this morning. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. He is a holy God. He resides in eternity in the portals of glory. That's where he is. To save you this morning, he shed his blood for you. He wants you to go to heaven. He died so you could go to heaven. Because until Christ died, none of us were going to heaven. Wasn't good enough. We couldn't even keep the law. In fact, the law didn't even pertain to us. The same apostle Paul said we were aliens, outcasts. We were cut off from the commonwealth of Israel. Oh, now we've been reconciled through the blood of Jesus Christ. We've been grafted in. We've been made a part. We are heirs and joint heirs. We are the children of God, having received the adoption through the Spirit of God. Are you going to heaven? I'm going. Where he died. it through an eye of faith. How do you know he's alive? I can feel him down in my heart. I talk to him, have conversations with him. My God is not dead.
There's time in this day to be born again and saved. As long as God's given you breath and the Spirit's dealing with your heart, I hope and pray that if you leave here and the Lord's still dealing with your heart, get saved in your car, get saved in the parking lot, get saved at home. I don't care where you get saved. As long as you get saved, that's what matters. Amen. Anyone have a testimony on your heart?